Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss. Structure, accountability, results, the standard for weight loss in the area. It's EMP 180weightloss.com. Remember, coming up at 9 o'clock, Mike Rizzo, GM of the Washington Nationals. We got Game Show Wednesday coming up here at 8:20. We'll play some Junkie Shootout for prizes. But joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotlines, Eddie Matz, ESPN senior baseball writer. Hey, Eddie.
Good morning, guys. What's up?
So the All-Star Game was, I think, a success here in D.C., but so much talk about what's happening with Manny Machado and beyond. Can you start with that? Is Machado going to be a Dodger?
Sure sounds like it. It sounds like that's been the case since, I don't know when, maybe like Sunday when the Orioles lifted him from that game where it was raining, and they did it because of the weather, but they didn't really do it because of the weather. Like everyone I talked to yesterday between Manny and Matt Kemp and Kenley Jansen, that was kind of like the subtext of everything they were saying was like, yeah, we already know he's coming. We just can't tell you yet.
Right.
So I feel like it's just a matter of like someone's got like the text or the launch codes have been authenticated. They just need to push the button and then it's done.
Well, where did the old Phillies thing that was sort of in the middle of all this? I know I came in here on Monday. I thought he was going to the Phillies.
Yeah, I thought the same thing too, although the Dodgers were always in play. But you never know with these things. It's quite possible that, you know, when information gets leaked and you hear from sources, there's always a reason, right? And you never know if someone's playing someone else against somebody. We do know that the Phillies front office has ties to the Orioles. A lot of those guys used to be in Baltimore. I'm not saying that they were doing that to, like, help the Orioles and leverage the Dodgers and get them to pump up their bid. But there's always some level of manipulation going on, so it's impossible to say how exactly that went down. But whether or not the Phillies got him this time, there's still a really good chance that they might get him this offseason. Of course,
right.
He might stay in L.A. If in fact, that is where he's going right now.
So the Dodgers got off to a bad start, but they've been really hot over the last, I don't know, 6 weeks or so, and they've got a half-game lead over the Diamondbacks. So that – you know, where does now Chris Taylor, who they had at short, can move to second, and they've got a legit all-star shortstop now to replace Seager, who went down early with the arm injury. So they've got, you know, they've got a ridiculous lineup now if you add Machado, assuming this happens, of course. Kershaw's back in healthy. Stripling's an all-star. I mean, it seems like they've got all the pieces. So where do you put the Dodgers? If Machado does join the Dodgers, where do you put the Dodgers in that whole, in the National League order?
It certainly makes them a whole lot better, but the Cubs have been coming on strong. They statistically have the best record in the National League right now, not even close, by a couple games. Phillies are still playing really well. You know, the thing with the Dodgers and Manny, yeah, he makes the lineup better, but I don't know if you guys have actually watched him play shortstop this year. He's okay.
Right.
Not great.
Yeah.
And I know it's not like they had a great shortstop defensively there to begin with, which is the reason why I think they'd be so psyched to have him. But I've talked to several executives and scouts who are like, it's kind of like the emperor's new clothes with Manny. Like pretty much everyone I talked to said, I would way rather have him as a third baseman than a shortstop, which confirms what I've seen with my eyes. And if you buy into advanced metrics, he's on pace to have like a historically bad season at shortstop. He's on pace for like minus 40 runs saved, which we haven't seen in like ever, like in a couple decades. But again, the bat plays, he's still an okay shortstop. What's interesting to me is though, if they move things around and put Taylor at second, or not sure how they're going to do it, where does Max Muncy play? He's kind of been the jack of all trades and he's been super with the bat. I'm sure they'll find a place for him, but I mean, everyone should have such problems, but it's going to be a little confusing to figure out who goes where.
Yeah, they've just got, and they got too many outfielders too. I mean, Muncy's been playing a little outfield, but he's been playing infield. They just got a bunch of guys that can insert. And then in the offseason, it doesn't seem like L.A. would want Machado long-term because they've got Seager coming back and they've got Turner at third. So where do you put Machado if you want to sign him long-term?
Yeah, you wouldn't think, although Turner he's not a young guy anymore, and he always seems to be dinged up. So there's something to be said for insurance there. Maybe, I don't know, it's conceivable they could maybe move Turner to first, but then what do you do with, you got Bellinger? I don't know. But so, yeah, I would still think the Phillies would be one of the prime contenders this offseason. And then, of course, there's the Yankees, and they have a similar problem, right, because they got Andujar at third, they love, and Torres, and Gregorius and Torres. Every Yankee fan I ran into at the All-Star break, that was my question. Would you rather have Bryce, Harper, neither, both? And most of them were like, most of them wanted Manny over Bryce. And then some of them were even like, we're fine. We like our left side of the infield. We're good. Like, yeah. We're okay.
All right, so sticking in the East with the Phillies and the Braves and the Nats, you know, obviously the Nats have been disappointing. I mean, no one expected them to be 48-48, not after, you know, close to 100 games. That's no small sample size. I mean, that's a lot of games to be played. And you know, they've had the injuries, and Bryce is struggling. But now they get Strasburg back. And I was saying for the last couple of weeks, I think that Strasburg being out was just as hurtful to that team as Bryce hitting 215. So now you get him back. They play a huge series against the Braves coming up this weekend. It looks like he's going to start on Friday, and then Max will pitch Sunday. You know, I know there's still a ton of games left, but this is as big a series as they've played so far, this three-gamer coming
Absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely. Yeah, no doubt, especially with Strasburg coming back. And I agree with you 103% about the Strasburg thing. Because, you know, Harper's hasn't really been hitting since, like, mid-August, or mid-April, rather. I mean, he's had some home runs, but striking out a ton. That's been going on for a long time. And to the extent that Strasburg was healthy, they were doing fine with it, right? Through May, they were great because the starting rotation was great and they had Strasburg. So I agree with you that Strasburg coming back is as big, if not bigger. I think it's bigger. Like, if Harper continues to hit like he did in the first half, but Strasburg is healthy, mm-hmm. I think the Nats will be okay. You still need Murphy and you still need some other things to happen. But everyone's going to be really curious, myself included, to see what he looks like on Friday, especially against the Braves, because, as you mentioned, the Braves, I mean, they've let up a little bit. The Phillies have started, you know, have leapfrogged them, but both those teams have looked real strong. So a healthy Strasburg will go a long way towards getting them back in the thick of it.
So we've got Mike Rizzo joining us at 9, and what Mike Rizzo won't tell us is who they're targeting for a potential trade. There are some names out there. Can you tell us who they're at least sniffing around, looking at?
So I think they could certainly use help in the catcher department, but poor Wilson Ramos, right? Ramos is one of the names that you keep hearing, along with JT Realmuto from Miami, both having great years, but Ramos gets dinged up right before the All-Star break. I think he had, what was it, a hamstring maybe? So I'm not, it remains to be seen how that will affect his trade value. I think it would certainly be cool for Washington fans if he came back to D.C., if he were healthy. He got a huge, both he and Blake Treinen got pretty huge ovations from the crowd this weekend coming back to D.C. But Wieters is healthy again, so we don't know exactly how he's going to perform. But even if Wieters is healthy, wouldn't hurt to have either of those guys to compliment him at the catcher position. And then, you know, with the rotation, hard to say, because we have to see what the deal is with Strasburg, right? If Strasburg is healthy, Roark and Gio suddenly snap back into it, which it's hard to say that was correlated to Strasburg, but it's hard to think it wasn't, right? Like, in the same way that offensive guys start pressing when someone's hurt or not hitting, I think you do get that in the rotation a little bit. And so if those guys come back to form, Stras is healthy, Max is Max, and Hellickson's actually been really good for the most part this year, all of a sudden your rotation's fine. So if you're Rizzo, you want to be careful there. You don't want to pay for something that you don't need. And then there's the bullpen, which is a little shakier than people thought it was going to be. Herrera's been okay, but not great. Doolittle's been fantastic. Hasn't walked a guy in 3 months, which is crazy. Mm. But he's got the toe thing now, which doesn't seem serious. And then Madsen hasn't been the Madsen of last year. So you could argue that the bullpen is the one place that they need more help than anywhere else, which is bizarre, because coming into the season, people are like, oh, bullpen for once is set. So
could you see? Could you see them making a move for a starter and moving Tanner to the pen as a long guy? Is that possibility?
I would think so.
Sure. I could see that happening. Poor Tanner Roark. He's like
right.
Stretch Armstrong. They just keep taxing him, doing whatever they need him to do.
Well, I mean, if you can't rely on him, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah, no. I get it. I see that happen. But we don't, you know, I'm not sure how much that solves anything because the way he's been pitching, although he's been very dependable over the last 2 years, he's had his spells of what he's been a little weaker. But even if he goes to the bullpen and is a long man, I don't know how much value that adds if he's pitching the way he's been pitching. You could just as easily use some other long guy. But either way, yeah, you would still
it gets him out of the rotation. That adds value.
Joined by Eddie Batts, ESPN senior baseball writer. What was the outsider's view on how DC did as a host for the All-Star game? First time I was here since 1969.
Yeah, I think they acquitted themselves pretty well. The crowd was certainly into it, showed up strong logistically. You know, I heard some grumblings of some things around the stadium. I was one of the dorks standing in the Shake Shack line at some point last night.
Right.
Because normally they have food at the press box for us, but for playoffs and All-Star game, it doesn't work that way. They don't have food, but they give you MLB. I think it sponsors they give you like the e-cash thing where you can go get food from the park. And so I'm all about Shake Shack in that situation. And people were grumbling about how there were empty registers or iPads, whatever you want to call them. Like not all of them were manned. And I just stood in line for quite a long time. It was like 30, 40 minutes. So I heard some fans grumbling about that. But other than that, I think they acquitted themselves well. They seemed to have the traffic flow around the stadium worked well. But I'm not the common fan, right? I didn't have to take the Metro home or anything like that. So hard for me to. On the one hand, I'm kind of an outsider, but not really, right?
Yeah.
You don't make anything of Bryce's kind of love fest with DC this past couple of days, and love fest with Davey Martinez, do you?
I think it was great for Bryce. It was great for DC. It was awesome to see him smile.
Yeah.
On Monday on Home Run Derby night, it was like, there's Bryce Harper. That's the guy right there. That's the guy we've been waiting to come back, make baseball fun again. But it doesn't really seem to have been fun over these last 2 years. And it's hard to know how much of that on Monday was a put on and how much of that was legit. But it seemed like he was really having a lot of fun. And I fully buy into the Derby could fix Bryce theory. Like, I'm all in on that
really?
Train. Although, yeah, I mean, look, he didn't have anything. The guys who skip the Derby, they do it because they have everything to lose, nothing to gain. After that first half, Bryce really did not have much to lose. He had everything to gain by doing the Derby. So it's kind of the opposite. So in the same way that everyone feels like the Derby could break you, I feel like part of Bryce's thinking, even though he didn't say this, was maybe the Derby fixes it.
Can't hurt.
Yeah, no, but then, of course, last night he whiffed twice, but everyone whiffed last night. It's the All-Star game, and these dudes are bringing filth. So I thought it was interesting. Last night after the game, Bryce did not talk. We saw him come out of the clubhouse.
Oh, really?
Dressed at the nines. Looked fantastic. Had, like, some American flag loafer slippers on,
right.
Like red velour slippers, the little flag insignias. But his whole family was waiting there for him, so you can't blame him for wanting to get out of there and hang with his clan. But given that he had kind of owned that moment on Monday and was one of the ambassadors for the All-Star game, I would have expected him to talk post-game. But that I know of, it didn't happen.
He was mic'd up during the game. I found him more likable after the last 2 days, from the Home Run Derby to being mic'd up during one of the innings, talking to Buck during the broadcast. He scored points that way. But I do think there's the huge portion of the fans here who are bracing for heartbreak and bracing for him to leave.
Yeah. But no doubt, I agree with you. He was super likable these last couple of days, which I think was huge for him. Another thing I was asking fans around the park, because I was kind of on the fan beat on Monday. I watched the Derby from right center where he was hitting all the bombs. And I was asking people how they felt about Bryce, because I kind of lose perspective of what the common fan thinks about Bryce. And pretty unanimous. That's unanimous. Did I tell you I was up late last night? Yeah. Pretty unanimously, they were all like, "Yeah, we want Bryce here. We want him to stay, despite the season he's having and the ups and downs. We would love for him to remain a National."
Hey, real quick before we let you go, I didn't know this, but apparently attendance is down about 7% across the board. I think 21 out of the 30 teams are down from last year. And, you know, I know we've been talking about it. The games, you know, they did cut down the time. I think the games are about 6 minutes quicker, although I don't think that's a big deal. But, you know, the shifts and, you know, it's a bunch of strikeouts and there's not a lot of action. What do you think that Manfred and the boys are going to do about this? Is there anything that's imminent that they can try and try and get these fans back? Because I think they are worried about it.
Yeah, they have to be. All those factors you mentioned are factors. But in my opinion, the biggest factor is the teams that aren't competitive and that aren't competitive consciously going into the season, right? Like, look, all these teams, I don't want to call it tanking because it's not necessarily tanking, but you've got so many non-competitive teams. And even the good ones in the American League, the races are over. There's like one wild card slot is up for grabs. So half the league, it's decided. And then the other half, the National League, you got a bunch of crappy teams. So I think that's the biggest reason that attendance is down. I'm not sure that what, if anything, MLB can do about that, because how do you stop a team from doing what the Astros did a few years ago and building a contender? Like, it was a great plan and teams want to follow it. I would follow it. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how you stop that. The shifts and things like that, that's controllable. But if we're down 7%, I would guess that most of that is the non-competitive thing.
Good point. Yeah, you're probably right.
All right, Teddy Matz, thanks a lot for joining us as always.
My pleasure, guys.
Thanks,
you
thanks
check
everybody.
Out, check out his work on ESPN.com. All right, coming up next, it's Game Show Wednesday, brought to you by MGM National Harbor. We're playing Junkie Shootout. You answer three random trivia questions in a row, you win a prize. We have tickets to go see Jay-Z and Beyonce in concert at FedEx Field. And we have tickets to go see Craig Ferguson, the comedian, at MGM National Harbor. 800-636-1067.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, it's Game Show Wednesday, brought to you by our friends at MGM National Harbor, where they have the all-new poker room.
They do.
Go with check a snack
out,
bar.
Check it out today. $45 million plus expansion, and I believe through Thursday, $500 lucky table. Every other hour from 10:15 a.m. to 10:15 p.m.
Very nice.
Pretty good.
The rules, Junkie Shootout, simple. You get random trivia questions. You answer three in a row. You win, you miss, you get shot. That opens up a line at 800-636-1067 for the next contestant. Let's get right to it. Who's our first contestant?
All right, let's go to... God, it's Keith and Laurel again. Keith, he gets in on line one. He gets in right away.
He does. He's always ready.
Damn.
What's up, buddy?
Keith, do you listen to all 4 hours of the show? Be honest.
No.
How much do you listen to the show?
Probably start of seven-ish.
And, okay. And do you Take listen that. Mostly just for the games, like for a chance to win prizes, or do you actually enjoy the show?
I'm into sports. I'm into sports big time.
Yeah, he's listening for 3 hours.
Very good. We appreciate that.
All right, you know what? Plus or minus three, how old is Vin Diesel today, the actor?
I have no clue.
45.
He is 51 years old.
Wow.
Ooh, you're done. That opens up a phone line.
I guess kind of low, too. I guess 44.
51.
Mm. Oh, he's younger than us.
Yep.
Older.
All right, who's up next?
Devin, D.C. Devin, what's up, man?
How you doing, Curtis?
Hey, buddy.
Right, Devin, this is from the category Major League Baseball All-Stars, Wives and Girlfriends, Hot or Not, from last night's red carpet.
Okay.
I'm gonna give you a player, and you got to tell me if his wife was
now,
hot.
Now, this is your evaluation.
Correct.
Right, because I don't even know who you're talking about.
All right, so you just got to tell me it's 50-50, hot or not, okay? Lorenzo Cain of the Milwaukee Brewers. His wife hot or not?
Lorenzo Cain.
Not.
No, she was very hot.
Sorry, sir.
I would lean hot on almost every one of them.
Exactly. No,
I like understand that unless I've seen them and I would determine them not hot. But if I don't know, I'll always bet hot.
Okay.
They're athletes.
Looks like he's got a blonde silly.
Yes.
Brett would be sized. Brett would definitely approve.
Better. Junkie right. Shootout. You answer three in a row, you win a prize.
Go to Dan in Reston. Dan, what's up?
Hey, morning, guys.
Hello, Dan. My category is bet on or against AWOD. He's spectacularly stupid, so I would generally bet against him, but you never know. Fill in the blank, AWOD, popular late 60s comedy, popular in the 70s and 80s as well. Blank Island.
Oh, all right, hold on.
Do you think he knows that?
No, definitely not.
So he is betting against AWOD. That's the smart money.
Look, he's smiling. He knows.
Popular late 60s comedy.
Was it late 60s?
No.
It was developed. It aired originally in the late 60s, but you know it was on TV a ton.
Yeah.
You know, after that as well.
All right.
Blank Island.
Oh, I thought there was two answers. There's two answers to that, then.
Yeah, the one I'm thinking
of. Not a comedy. This one's a comedy.
They're both kind of comedies.
I don't even know his. I actually don't know this.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I'm thinking something else.
I think the answer is Gilligan's Island.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was thinking Fantasy Island.
I was so stuck on Fantasy Island.
That's not a comedy.
You're right.
That's
more it's basically a comedy.
Fantasy Island?
It's not a comedy.
Yeah, it was more like
maybe
a,
I think Love Boat.
Like, drama.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was more of a drama. I mean, there was comedy elements.
I'm shocked he knew that.
So the contestant's gone?
Loser. Yeah. He bet against AWOD, as he should.
Gilligan.
Generally. Good job, AWOD. There's more coming, though, by the way.
Uh-oh. Let's go to Kendrick. Kendrick, what's up?
Yo, good morning, fellas.
Hello, Kendrick.
What's going on, Kendrick?
Yo.
All right.
From EB.
Oh, what's up for me? All right. I hate these questions. They're terrible.
Are they your questions?
No, they're Adam's. They're too easy.
Right. Just ask the easy one. It's a one-pointer anyway.
Bickle right. Told Adam, told AWOD to write some questions for him, then he grills the questions.
Well, yeah. Right. They're always terrible. Which NFL star did Trent Williams work out with recently? It was all over social media yesterday.
Oh, whatever.
AP.
AP, you got it.
Yeah.
All right. I told you it's too easy.
Two-pointer. Who stars as the Ant-Man, Kendrick?
Rudd.
Paul Rudd.
Yeah, very well.
Kendrick, for the win,
Kendrick
it goes
is on
to
fire.
Jason's
for
Hot
it.
Or Not.
All right, this is the Hot or Not category. Salvador Perez, catcher for the Kansas City Royals. Wife, hot or not?
Hot.
Oh, Kendrick.
Oh. Sorry, Kendrick.
Not that hot.
All right, let me see if
sorry,
you're just being
Kendrick.
Mean.
AWOD. Didn't we look at her?
Yeah, I mean, the other girls are so much sillier.
Perez, wife.
So much jolting.
All right.
Who's next as we play Junkie Shootout?
I feel bad for, what was the guy's name?
Kendrick. I thought he was going to see
you don't really feel
Jay-Z
that bad.
And Beyonce.
I kind of do. I only saw her as like a profile picture.
It looks like Alcides Escobar. Is that how you say his name?
No, Salvador Perez.
No, I'm just saying one of the Kansas City Royals.
Oh, yeah.
His wife's silly.
Yeah.
That's.
Well, I'm not surprised by that.
Let me see.
I just, that was
I'm
my opinion.
I'm trying to see if I could find a picture of her.
Right,
yeah,
look
she looks kind
of. Look it up. Oh,
you
punch
found
up the next contestant.
No, I'm looking at the wives. Now he says the wives. I got to look him up. I got to see if he's right.
Was I right on that?
If it's the one I see left of the World Series trophy or whatever, yeah. All right, let's go to Brendan. Only Brendan.
All right, Brendan, you've landed on bet on or against AWOD. Do you think AWOD can fill in this blank? Popular periodical, blank street journal. Can he fill that in?
Yeah, he can.
You're betting on AWOD.
Yes.
I'm going to go with the Wall Street Journal.
Okay.
Hicks thinks I'm in third grade. Thanks.
What are you doing?
What? Why?
I love when AWOD is proud that he answers something at 10
years old. That was the first question.
Yeah, it's a one-pointer.
It's a one-pointer.
Yeah.
EB?
Back down. Stand down.
That might just be his girlfriend. Maybe they're married now.
I think they're married.
Well, the category is wives and girlfriends.
Merrick Ruiz.
I don't know. I think I know her name.
I'm on her Instagram now.
He saw her for 5 seconds.
All right, ready? Is it Jason?
Still Brendan. Let's just stay with
Brendan?
The same contest.
Same guy.
Brendan
what is
the
it?
Old town.
Which Junkies?
Yeah, I'm here.
Which Junkies producer got to kiss the cup?
Kiss the Stanley Cup.
Valdez.
That was Valdez. Good guess.
All right, for the win.
For the win. All right. You know what? I'm going to hook you. I think. Who replaced Craig Ferguson, and we're giving away Craig Ferguson tickets,
yep,
as the host of the Late Late Show on CBS and is known for his carpool karaoke?
Well, you're giving too many hints.
Trying to hook him.
Oh, I'm blanking on his name. Oh my gosh.
Kind of need the name.
The British guy.
Yes, he's British.
Definitely a Brit.
You got to get the name, though.
Sounds a lot like Wayne Rooney.
You got to get the name.
Oh, my gosh.
He's done.
Sorry, pal.
That's James Corden.
That's James. James Corden.
Jake, what would it sound like if James Corden interviewed Wayne Rooney?
It would sound like, hey, what's up, James? Oh, it's Wayne Rooney. Howie, thanks for having me on your show. I do appreciate it. Let's sing some tunes with the carpool karaoke, a widely overrated bit that I do on my late night show. It's funny, this accent sounds the same both ways. That's exactly what it would sound like.
I like it.
Hey, I mean, I can't do the Wayne Rooney. I can't do his real accent.
You make Valdez laugh.
I have to do every British accent I've ever seen in a movie and TV show.
I like it.
Kind of cobbled together.
I think it works.
Yeah. Right, we've got two people answer two questions. Doesn't matter because he's got to answer three in Junkie Shootout.
Correct, though.
Who's up?
Let's go to Paul, St. Mary's.
We may have to make this game show like the triple and double crown bit. Lower the bar.
Paul?
Hey, what's up, guys?
All right, Paul, from the hot or not category, Chris Sale, starting pitcher for the American League in the All-Star Game. Is his wife hot or not?
Hot.
So hot. So friggin' hot.
All right,
she was like a 13.
Two to go, Paul.
All right, bet honor against AWOD. This prominent local family owns the Washington Nationals. Do you think AWOD knows the name of the family?
Definitely does.
He can't be that dumb. Yeah, he knows.
So you believe he knows?
We've talked about them all. Yeah, he has.
I mean, he knows it.
He looks kind of stumped.
I believe they're members of the tribe, too. The Learners?
Yeah. Nice. He's crushing all
Definitely
my questions.
Definitely members of the tribe.
Good job, buddy.
They're such softballs. Although I would have missed Gilligan's Island because I was so stuck on Fantasy Island.
He's a dog.
He's a dog. I figured he'd miss some of them.
All right, for the win from EB.
All right, I think this is a good three-pointer. The Wizards signed which former Georgetown Hoya this offseason?
Oh, Jesus. I cannot.
Think of a color.
Why are you giving him hints.
You're just trying to end the game. Stop giving hints.
Not end the game.
You
we got four
it.
Prizes.
Yeah, you got to earn them.
Jeff Green.
Let's go to Caleb
He's
in
got a good
Arlington.
Name for Missing Link, too.
Yes.
Really good name.
Good morning, boys.
Hey, Caleb, one-pointer. What fresh flick stars Benicio Del Toro and Josh Brolin?
Oh. So good.
That is the new Sicario movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
One down,
all
two to
these
go.
Guys refuse to see a good movie.
Yeah,
I've
refused to see it.
I got to get a babysitter.
All right, so hot or not, Mike Trout of the Los Angeles Angels, wife hot or not?
Oh, she's got to be hot.
She's not.
She's not.
She's okay.
Let me see.
That's kind of a shocker, but yeah, not that hot.
She's okay. She's fine. But she's not what you expect from
the best player. Yeah,
the best player.
I think it depends on the picture.
Like
some of the pictures, she looks pretty good.
Yeah,
pretty
but
good.
You wouldn't categorize her as hot, though.
The question is hot or not. Not pretty good or
and
not.
And look, if you find one picture where she's not hot, she's not hot.
Yeah. All right, we'll come back to more Junkie Shootout.
She got big guns.
Phone number's 800-636-1067. All right, remember, coming up at 9 o'clock, Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, joins us. We'll talk about the second half of the season, the trade deadline approaching, Strasburg, Bryce, and more. So you don't want to miss that. Right now, we're in the midst of Junkie Shootout. Haven't had a winner yet. We've got Jay-Z tickets. We've got tickets to go see Craig Ferguson at MGM National Harbor. All you got to do is answer three random trivia questions in a row. Jason's are all 50-50. Cakes's are all 50-50. EB and I have been serving out softballs, but we still don't have a winner.
Yep.
All right, let's go to Chris in Tyson. Hey, Chris, what's up, man?
Hey, fellas.
Hey, buddy.
What?
Hello, Chris.
Who leads off? I'll lead it off.
Yeah, good.
All right, can you name one cast member, just one cast member in the Mamma Mia films? A lot of commercials lately.
It's the worst commercials ever.
What's the Mamma Mia film?
I want to strike
when like
I see it on TV.
It's a musical with a bunch of stars.
Mamma Mia.
Yeah, exactly.
Amanda Seyfried.
I want to strangle
yes,
myself
she is.
With
Amanda,
piano wire.
However you pronounce her name. Amanda Seyfried, whatever. She's
the
in
hottie.
It. Also Meryl Streep, Pierce Brosnan, Colin Firth. Andy Garcia, Cher.
I mean, guys should only be dragged kicking and screaming to see that movie.
One down, two to go, and the two that you have to go are 50-50 balls,
yes,
Chris.
Yes, correct.
All right, Chris. Hot or not? I'm running out of guys here. Manny Machado's wife, hot or not?
I'm going to say so, Manny. All right,
yeah, hot. Based on what I saw, yes.
He's already married?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think.
Okay.
He was with
some, either what, it's a wag.
Yeah,
he
was with some silly blonde last night at the red carpet.
All right, for the win, Chris.
All right, Chris, this is bet honor against Awad. He's been red hot so far, but I'll be honest. I don't think he knows this. The Open Championship, the third golf major, is being played in this country starting tomorrow.
Oh, no chance he gets it.
So
no
you don't believe he can name the country? All right, you're betting against Awad. Awad, where is the Open Championship being held?
If I remember correctly, we just had a guy on to preview it. I would say it's in Ireland.
Oh, such a loser he is.
So you're a winner.
Yeah, congratulations.
All right,
you're going to go see Craig Ferguson.
Craig All right,
Ferguson
great,
at MGM National Harbor. He's fantastic.
Is it in England?
December 8th. No, it's Scotland, Ricky.
Scotland.
I was
Craig Ferguson,
close.
Who I believe is from Scotland, he'll be there December 8th at the theater at MGM National Harbor. Tickets on sale now through Ticketmaster and the theater at MGM National Harbor. Box office courtesy of Live Nation.
Very cool. We got a winner. All right. Who's up next?
All right. Let's go to Evan in Baltimore. Hey, Evan.
What's up, guys?
All right. You want me to give him a softball?
Yep.
All right. Let me
Hook it.
All right, we talked. This is too. That's too hard. All right, we had LeVar Ball in studio. If you weren't listening, then you're. I guess you could guess. Which Ball kid did LeVar say yesterday on our show is the best shooter of his three?
Got no idea.
You can't even name one, can you?
Yeah, not at all. I hate that guy.
He was great on the show. I believe he said Jello.
Jello.
Would be LiAngelo.
Yeah. Let's go to Samir, Fairfax. Samir,
hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, in the movie Silence of the Lambs, what is...
Darley?
I'm going to hook him. It's Clarice Starling.
I mean, you're really hooking him.
I'm hooking him.
That's a super
It's a one-pointer.
Job.
Hook him up.
I mean, you're ruining the integrity of this game.
All right. Two-pointer.
All right. Here we go. I found one.
Don't curse, Samir.
Samir, Nick Markakis of the Atlanta Braves, wife hot or not?
Hot.
Jason says not. Sorry.
I mean, very cute, but I can't give her hot. She's not on the hot scale.
Yeah. I got an obvious softball for you. I'll just write down the name.
All right.
All right, just to add to your list, if you're running, because you said you were running out.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just
well,
just
of course,
a softball.
Yeah. But everyone knows that one.
All right, who is our next?
Well, we're trying
contestant.
To hook people.
All right, let's go to Jason in Annandale. Jason, what's up?
This game does always remind me of how little our listeners know about sports, though,
or anything in general.
Yeah,
for the most part. You're going to play bet on or against Awad, my friend. Is it Jason?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is.
Awad, what number president is Donald Trump? Do you think he knows that, Jason?
Oh, man. I'm going to have to say no.
All right. You're betting against Awad. What number president is Donald Trump?
President Awad. Trump is American president number 45.
Oh. Damn it. Sorry,
my
friend. Got it.
Well done.
Is that kid on fire right now?
I mean, maybe they're just the easiest questions ever.
You got to know what he doesn't know, and that's geography.
Right.
Well, and life. And
he doesn't know a lot more than geography.
Yeah.
I know, but that's a real blank spot for him.
Picking up women.
Yeah,
there's a lot of things he doesn't know.
Go to Brad in Arlington. You could completely shut me out on geography. All right, this is a simple one, I think. But I think you'd have to be a listener of this show, maybe, to really pay attention to this kind of detail. What's the first bar in the DMV that the Stanley Cup made its way to?
I'm going to go with Don Tito's.
You got it.
Now you said Tito's.
It's Don Tito's. It's Don Tito. Fine. It's good enough.
It's a very sensitive subject on this show.
It's good enough. All right. That's one.
Brad, two-pointer. I'm looking at mine. Kind of. All right, this one's easy. What is the name of the HBO football show starring The Rock, Dwayne Johnson?
JP loves it, too.
That'd be Ballers.
Yes.
Correct. This is for the win, Jason.
LeVar Ball's favorite show.
This is right, for the dub.
All right.
Brad.
Brad, I'm giving you a softball. Justin Verlander's wife hot or not?
Oh, that's easy. Hot.
Yes.
You're a winner, sir. You get a pair of tickets to see the On the Run 2 tour starring Jay-Z and Beyonce July 27th at FedEx Field. Tickets to the show are still available through Ticketmaster and the FedEx Field box office. Those tickets are courtesy of Live Nation.
I believe she's pregnant.
She is.
Right up to, yes.
And supposedly, Justin Verlander predicted the Aaron Judge home run off of Max Scherzer with his Instagram story. The guys were like using their phones during the game.
And what did he say?
I guess he was just shooting video and called it.
He just said he's going to hit
a
bomb.
Well, he probably said every guy was going to hit one.
That I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's a pretty good bet. Max is going to go after
you. Hit one.
Max is going to throw a fastball. And you know,
guy still has to catch up to it. I mean, he did have four strikeouts in two innings.
Right.
By the way, good pub for 106.7 The Fan on Aaron Judge's ding-donger. I mean, that had the
landed right there.
Oh, I mean, it was just tracking. Yeah, it was like 3 seconds of a national TV spotlight.
That's great.
All right, who's up next?
That'll help our ratings in like Illinois.
Yeah, they could.
Go to, that's us, Brad. Let's go to Drew Fairfax. Hey, Drew.
Good morning, guys.
Hello.
Good morning. All right, I'll hook you here. Let me see. Who did Bryce Harper beat in the home run derby finale?
The guy from the Cubs, Schwarber.
Yeah, you got
there
it.
There you go.
You
correct,
barely
sir.
Snuck it in.
All right, two-pointer. Mine are all movie and TV related. Maybe this is too tough. I'm going to give you a lifeline. You can ask a junkie.
Ooh, I like it.
Rick Grimes is the lead character on what TV show?
Ricky.
I would never get it.
Rick.
Don't ask EB. He don't know.
Don't ask me either.
The Walking Dead.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, his last name's Grimes?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, you should have known that. You're a Walking Dead
guy.
Well,
they never say Grimes. They just call him Rick.
Right.
That's all they say. Rick, Rick. I had no idea.
All right, for the win.
Hot or not? Mookie Betts' wife, hot or not?
You know, Jason, you've been real tough on these wives. I'm going to say not hot.
Yeah, not
correct.
Hot.
Correct.
Oh, winner.
You're a winner. You get a pair of tickets.
Nicely done, buddy.
Craig Ferguson.
She looks like a perfectly pleasant person.
Yeah.
But, you know, like a fun, happy person.
Right.
But, you know, I wouldn't put her in a hot category.
Exactly.
Enjoy Craig Ferguson December 8th, theater at MGM National Harbor. You get tickets through Ticketmaster and the theater at MGM National Harbor box office. It's courtesy of Live Nation. You can get more details at thefandc.com/contest. All right, coming up next, the president of baseball operations and general manager of the Washington Nationals. That's Mike Rizzo as we go in the clubhouse on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.